But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Commanders are 9-5. Best 14-game start since 2002. First winning season since 2016. 8-7-1. Remember, that was the year they choked against the Giants. We'll talk to Jay Gruden about all that because he was the head coach in that final game where they could have made the playoffs, could have had a 9-6-1 season. And, well, you know, it did not go well. But yesterday, as poorly as it went, and it went poorly, they won. And a win is a win is a win is a win is a win. And there are going to be, listen, I have a responsibility to tell you the truth as I see it, to be as honest as I see it. I am not going to sit here with pom-poms. It was not a well-played game. It was not in almost every way. It was as sloppy as you can get. They look like, at times, they were still on vacation. But somehow, and it's probably because the Saints were so compromised, somehow they did just enough to win. And listen, I would much rather have Nation and this week of radio and the breakdown and the analysis of what went right and what went wrong and what they can do better off of a one-point win than a one-point loss. I think everybody would understand that and agree with that, right? You'd much rather have constructive criticism after you achieve something than after you blow something. And there is no doubt they almost blew it. They almost blew it. So they win, do the Commanders, 20-19. Again, they're 9-5. They have the Philadelphia Eagles, who have won 10 in a row, coming in to Northwest Stadium this Sunday. You can pretty much forget, right, you should have forgotten already about the NFC East title. Honestly. They're not playing for that. There was once a time where the Philadelphia Eagles were 2-2. They're now 12-2. Washington is 9-5. I mean, theoretically, if Washington beats Philadelphia this week and Philly loses their final two games and Washington wins their final two games over Atlanta and over Dallas, and again, Philadelphia loses two more after Washington, and the conference tiebreaker works out because the head-to-head would be 1-1. The division presumably would be even, although it's not right now. Philly is 3-0 in the division. Washington is 2-2. Listen, they could theoretically tie and, I guess, win a tiebreaker and all that. I will let some other math maniac deal with that. So there is still a mathematical chance. There is still a mathematical chance to win the division. And obviously, again, it starts this Sunday. That being said, that should not be what anybody's thinking. What anybody should be thinking is, hey, man, how do we beat the Philadelphia Eagles and then win at least one of the next two? Home against Atlanta, and maybe we find out today whether that game's been flexed to Sunday night, Saturday night, we don't know. But I think today is the day with all the stupid NFL rules. Speaking of stupid, and NFL all in one sentence. Oh, my. But anyway, we'll get to that in a sec. That's all you should be thinking about. You shouldn't be thinking about winning divisions and really even seedings and all that stuff. Beat Philadelphia. Give yourself a chance. And then we'll talk. don't beat Philadelphia and they clinch the division at Northwest Stadium. Now, listen, that has happened, obviously, before. Teams have come in here and clinched playoff spots and division titles and all that stuff and seedings. And it's been met with, you know, a feeling of complete despair and, oh, thank God it's over. And, boy, can't wait for the offseason. That's not what we're dealing with here, even if they lose this Sunday. And even after a win that, you know, arguably they shouldn't have won. So, again, keep everything in perspective. There is good that came out of yesterday. They won. There is good that came out of yesterday. It's their best 14-game start since 2000. Since 2000-something. I got to look it back up again. All these dates and all these years are mixing in my mind. I think the number I was thinking about was the Saints had the lowest yardage total, net yardage total in the first half, in a half for the first time since 2002 when my guy Jim Haslett was their head coach and Aaron Brooks was the quarterback. That's what I was thinking. I think it's even long. Maybe it's like 2006 or something. I don't remember. For the Commanders or the Washington NFL franchise, best 14-game start. I did this last night with Craig on the Take Command podcast. If you missed the live version, you can go check it out now, available wherever podcasts are. Of course, on the Odyssey app, on YouTube, on the Team 980 YouTube, all of that. I was with Craig for about 35 minutes or so. I was on the Junkies this morning, was just on with JP and B. Mitch. I've been busy. So my head is a little, you know, scrambled eggs. But the bottom line is the Commanders are 9-5. And the bottom line is, even though it was ugly, they won. And they did enough right that as much as you could possibly justify this in your mind, as close as the Saints came, they did enough right to fend off, hold off the Saints and Sean Hockley's incompetent officiating crew. They did enough right to do that. They didn't do a lot right. They did enough right. And listen, I'm 51 years old, okay? I can't tell you 10 years ago or certainly 15 or 20 years ago that I would have the same approach that I have now. I'm a lot smarter. I'm a lot more mature. I'm a lot more emotionally grounded. I'm a lot more aware of, you know, that, like, you got to enjoy life a little bit and how precious life is. And I found some of that out on the way here. So maybe I wouldn't have the same approach 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20, whatever. But I do now. Like, it was an ugly win. It was far from impressive. If this is what they call tell the truth Monday, I'm going to tell the truth as I see it. It was a mostly lousy performance. And they got away with it. Because they were taking on a team that, while tough and feisty, which we told you all last week that they would be, the bottom line is they were missing not only their two top receivers and their top switchblade weapon and their starting quarterback and their number one corner because he was with us, but then Alvin Kamara goes out in the middle of the third quarter and doesn't play again. Bless you, Maddie. So they got away with it. Is it a good win? That's for you to determine. For me, like any win is better than not winning. I can't call it a good win. I would describe good wins along this line. Cincinnati, Monday Night Football, Week 3. Giants, MetLife Stadium, before the losing streak. That's what I would describe a good win. This is a win. And if you live by the adage or the philosophy of any win is a good win, well, then that's for you. I have levels. This is a win. And a win is a win is a win is a win, and that's ultimately the number one thing that matters. But I can't sit here and lie to you and tell you that that's a good win. And you know the difference. And no, nobody is going to blow teams out like they have several times this year. Carolina, Tennessee, Arizona. Nobody's going to tell you that that's how you have to win every week. It's impossible. But just like we felt the week two win against the Giants with seven field goals was a win, but not a good win or a impressive win or a win that made you feel comfortable or confident, that's what this win was, by even a thinner margin than that. And that's okay, too. You play 17 of these, you're going to have a lemon every once in a while. You're going to have a bad day at the office where you do a lot wrong and you somehow survive. You know, think about it. All of us go to, well, many of us go to work every day, right? Whether in the public sector or the private sector, federal government, schools, radio, business, insurance, whatever. We all bleep up. We all make mistakes. Lord knows I make mistakes all day long. Every day. Some of them you hear. Some of them you catch. Some of them you don't. But I make mistakes literally all day long. From morning until night. And some I get away with. And some I don't. And it sits on my mind, how come I can't be more perfect? How come I can't be better? And I try every day to be better. I don't try every day to be perfect. I try every day to be better. And again, some days I'm better than others. And that's kind of where I'm at with the Commanders. Yesterday was not an impressive performance. Yesterday was not an impressive win. It was not a quote-unquote good win or a very good win or a great win, whatever label you want to put on it. It was a win. And that's all that ultimately matters. But if it's Tell the Truth Monday, the truth is they were beyond fortunate to win that game. When you consider two things, they were playing a feisty, plucky New Orleans Saints squad. Again, we told you all week not to expect a blowout, that it would be a tight win. I thought they would win, but I had the Saints to cover the 8, and I picked the official final score was 24-17 that I picked. Okay, I was wrong on that, but you get the point, right? I thought they would win, but I thought the Saints would cover, but I thought maybe it would be a little bit, and maybe it would have been. They were taking on the New Orleans Saints, and they were taking on Sean Hockley's incompetent, idiotic, and mind-numbing crew. And the NFL all at the same time. They weren't just taking on one opponent. They were taking on multiple opponents. Now, if you say, well Chris, they didn't have Derek Carr, and they didn't have Shakir, and they didn't have Chris Olave, and they didn't have Taysom Hill, and they didn't have Marcus Lattimore, and they lost Alvin Kamara midway through. Granted, all of that. So Sean Hockley's crew basically filled in for those guys. And then the NFL put the icing on the cake. Because the NFL is the dumbest sports league in all the land. I tell you that all the time. Nobody believes me. Nobody wants to hear it. They are a bunch of incompetent idiots. And somehow they have hoodwinked and suckered this country into making $17 billion a year. Just because you know how to make money does not mean you are smart, does not mean you're well-run, does not mean you use common sense. And I see it every game, every day, in every way, and I constantly point it out. Nobody gives a flying you-know-what. Not from the league office, not from a media perspective, not from a you perspective. You're all nuts. You're all missing the boat. Every last damn one of you. It's like you arrive at the train station for a 7:35 train at 7:35 and 30 seconds, and the train is already left the platform. And you're like, oh, okay, what do I do now? That's kind of your reaction to the idiocy that infiltrates the National Football League. It is an absolute horror show. And it almost, along with their own struggles, and make no mistake, that's number one, it almost caught up to the Commanders yesterday. It almost cost them a win. It didn't, but it almost did. And could you imagine what the reaction would be right now, today, this moment, if they would have won that game on the two-point conversion, and we all knew what we didn't necessarily realize in the moment, but found out quickly after, which was that the game clock, was stopped for about 4 seconds. And New Orleans had to line up, spike the ball, and then run another play, which they scored a touchdown on, and then miss on the two-point conversion in order for Washington to win. But could you imagine what the reaction would be if the Commanders were 8-6, had played like they did, which was pretty sloppy across the board, offense, defense, and special teams, and coached in, let's just say, controversial fashion, yet they lost. And they lost because of the utter incompetence of a bunch of clowns, a bunch of boobs, a bunch of village idiots. And that's Sean Hockley's crew, NFL officiating in general, and the National Football League as an extension. All of you suck. All of you are incompetent. You make no sense at all. And common sense is not a popular refrain. Common sense, you don't even know what it is. You wouldn't know what common sense was if a Patrick Mahomes fastball hits you right between the eyes. You're that incompetent. You're that dumb. You're that out of touch with reality and common sense. Period.